survivors. We got to an inn in a suburb untouched by fire and explosion. It was still open for business. It was run by a blind innkeeper, his sighted wife and two daughters. He asked us if we had come from the city, and I told him yes. He asked if others were coming, and I said no. We had not seen a living soul. He said we could sleep there in the stable. And as we bedded down, he came in and said, "Guten Nacht. Schlafen Sie gut, Amerikaners."
What's that mean?
Good night. Sleep well, Americans.
Here's how Billy Pilgrim lost his wife, Valencia. He was still in the hospital in Vermont after his plane crash on Sugarbush Mountain. She died in an automobile accident rushing to see her adored Billy. Billy knew nothing about it and slept on. He shared a room with Bertram Copeland Rumford, a Harvard professor who had broken a leg while skiing on honeymoon with his wife, Lily. Rumford was 70. Lily was 23. She had been a go-go girl. She was a high school dropout.
I brought you the books, Bertram.
And the Xerox of the Truman speech, I trust.
Sure. Your roommate just scares the hell out of me.
He bores the hell out of me. All he does is talk in his sleep, asking to quit and surrender and to be left alone. Frankly, like Roosevelt said, I could carve a better man out of a banana. Have you read the Truman stuff, Louie?
No, Bertram.
You should. Read it to me now.
Oh, hell, I'm not so good at reading, Bertram. You know, one of the reasons I gave up college...
Just read it, Lily.
16 hours ago, an American airplane dropped a bomb on Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
We are now prepared to obliterate more rapidly and completely every productive enterprise the Japanese have above ground in any city.
Reverend Cody, Wyoming, just asked for why, Bob.
Oh, grief.
What's the matter, Lily?
Mr. Pilgrim there just spoke.
I doubt it.
Why don't they let him die?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. Look at him. That's life, according to the medical profession. Isn't it wonderful?
Shh! He might hear you.
He can't hear a thing. Not where he is.
Are you writing about Hiroshima, Bertram?
No, Dresden. I need to put something about Dresden in my book. From the official Air Force point of view. It'll all be new stuff. Americans have finally heard about it. A lot of them now know it was worse than Hiroshima, you see. 23 years after it happened.
Why has it been a secret for so long?
For fear that a lot of bleeding hearts might think it was not such a wonderful thing to do, Lily.
I was there.
He spoke again.
What did he say?
He said he was there.
Where?
Where were you, sir?
Dresden.
Dresden.
He's got echolalia now, that's all.
What's that?
A disease, Lily. He's echoing things people say.
Oh, sure.
Billy kept silent till the lights went out. And in the silence, when there was nothing to echo, he spoke to Rumford.
I was in Dresden when it was bombed. I was a prisoner of war.
Okay, I'm trying to sleep here.
War of Honor, I was. POW. Do you believe me?
Must we talk about it now?
I'll never have to talk about it. I just want you to know I was there.
2 days after the war in Europe ended, and Billy and five other American prisoners were traveling in an abandoned wagon driven by two horses they had found in a suburb of Dresden. They were going back to the slaughterhouse. Billy was reminded of the milkman's horses early in the morning at Ilium when he was a boy. He was happy. He was warm. There was food in the wagon, and wine, and a camera, and a stuffed owl, and a stamp collection and a mantel clock. The Americans had gone into empty houses in the suburbs and had taken these and many other things.